This is JIS News. Coming up, Justice Minister says no arrangements for Privy Council to hear cases in Jamaica. Finance Minister leads delegation to Chile. And adolescent pregnancies trending down. The news in detail after this message.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says there are no arrangements being contemplated for the Privy Council to travel to Jamaica to hear cases. He says the Privy Council is not set up to sit outside of the United Kingdom and has only sat in specific jurisdictions under ad hoc arrangements.
The judges who sit on the Privy Council are largely the same judges who sit on the UK Supreme Court. And they, although it is true, occasionally sat outside of the UK. I believe they've done it in Mauritius and they've done it in the Bahamas. Those were ad hoc arrangements set up to hear particular matters, not to dispose of the entire list of cases that were before them from the Bahamas, and were indeed at great expense to the government and people of the Bahamas, involving the payment of first-class return tickets from the UK and back to the UK for the five judges and their support staff, obviously providing accommodation for them during their stay in the Bahamas, the security arrangements that they require, and of course the logistical arrangements of them actually sitting as a court there.
Senator Golding was speaking at a press briefing at Jamaica House Monday. The Justice Minister says the adoption of the Caribbean Court of Justice as Jamaica's final appellate court will reduce travel costs to Jamaicans and ensure access to justice due to its status as an itinerant tribunal. The rate of adolescent pregnancy is trending downwards in Jamaica. Executive Director of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, WCFJ, Dr. Zoe Simpson, says based on recent studies, as well as the center's recruitment patterns, there has been a marked decrease in the number of adolescent girls becoming pregnant.
If we recall that in 1978, when the Women's Center program was conceptualized, at that time the teen pregnancy rate was at 31%. Mm-hmm. After all these years, though, and the various interventions, it's now down into 18%. Okay. And yes, we do not see all the girls, mind you, but then we also keep a tab on the girls who do not access the program, and we are really recognizing that the numbers are trending down.
Dr. Simpson also reports that the second pregnancy rate among girls who participate in the center's program has remained below 2%. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is leading a delegation to Santiago, Chile to participate in a ceremony at which Jamaica will accept the responsibility of hosting the 2016 Foramic Conference. The conference is slated to be held in Montego Bay. Jamaica was designated host of the Foramic 2016 by the Multilateral Investment Fund, MIF, a member of the Inter-American Development Bank Group, in 2014. During the visit to Chile, Dr. Phillips and the Jamaican delegation are scheduled to meet with General Manager-designate of the Multilateral Investment Fund, Bridget Helms. Foramic is a major conference and marketplace focusing on micro, small, and medium enterprise financing and development in Latin America and the Caribbean. The forum brings together delegations from financial and microfinance institutions, associations of micro-entrepreneurs, government agencies, non-governmental organizations, international organizations, academia, among others. It is expected to increase Jamaica's visibility on the international financial stage while providing local businesses the opportunity to interact with international financiers as well as possible international business partners. Dr. Phillips and his team will return to Jamaica on Thursday, October 29. And the government is targeting a further increase in the percentage of electricity generated from renewable energy sources and passed on to the national grid. Junior Energy Minister Julian Robinson says while the administration remains confident that the 20% target for 2030 will be met through, among other things, this year's implementation of three major solar and wind projects, the government is aiming to achieve a further 10%. The projects being undertaken in St. Elizabeth, Manchester and Clarendon are slated for completion in 2016.
Those three projects combined will add about 80 megawatts of electricity to the grid. And there's another 37 megawatts that the OUR is in the process of seeking a request for a proposal to do a waste-to-energy facility. So we are committed as an administration to the diversification.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the recent commissioning of the National Commercial Bank NCB's solar photovoltaic PV project at its innovation lab, Trafalgar Road, New Kingston. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.